If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
It is Friday. It is 4:59 p.m., and I haven't delivered the radio show yet. The radio show is supposed to be delivered to the network on Thursday, but I've had software problems that have just driven me bonkers. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Croce. I'm your chief geek, and I'm getting the show recorded late and sent in late. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I just now, Zachary came over and fixed my software. You'll notice last week was a replay because this thing was just a mess. It wouldn't work. Now it works. Life is good. I am happy. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. Anyway, hope you're having a great day. I'm having a great day. Total lawn domination is driving me batty. Okay, it's been a strange year. My 89-year-old neighbor, Al, commented that his lawn was greener than my lawn. So guess what? It was wore on. And I did this combination of fertilizers using an azalea camellia fertilizer on my lawn, along with milorganite. And sure enough, absolutely sure enough, my lawn became greener than his. But now understand, Florida is now living through the worst drought that we've had in years. And so I've had to go out and supplement with water. And, you know, my water bill is outrageous. Well, then we had a bad rainstorm that was on its way here the other day. Me being the clever guy that I am, immediately ran up to the garden center and bought 50 pounds of milorganite. 50 pounds of milorganite. And I put it on my 2,500 square foot front yard. Now, I actually measured the front yard prior to doing this. And by the way, I put this on prior to the rainstorm coming through. They were talking, this big bad front's coming through. It's going to be lots and lots of rain. So I said, okay, good. I want to do this. So, you know, we've been having 90-degree temperatures, just absolutely atrocious temperatures. But I said, okay, I can do this. So I went out and I measured the front yard. It's very important, by the way, to measure your yard so you know, so you have a measurement. I've got a really neat 100-foot tape measure that's not metal. It's cloth that rolls up by hand. And it's a pretty cool tape measure. So I just took it out and drove a nail into the soil, you know, measured it up, you know, and it came out to 2,418 feet. So I rounded up to 2,500 square feet. Now, let's do the math, shall we? The percentage of nitrogen in a 50-pound bag of milorganite is, well, it's 5%, but in a 50-pound bag of milorganite, that means it contains 2.5 pounds of nitrogen, okay, because that percentage is based on 100 pounds. I have 2,500 square feet. So by putting 50 pounds on my 2,500 square feet, that is a one solid pound of nitrogen on my 2,500 square feet. 1 pound per thousand is what that is. And that's what you want. And, you know, that's one of the things that you want. But this was all very slow release nitrogen. But understand, it has been very hot. So this nitrogen tends to break down quicker in the heat. I got that thing done, hosed, you know, cleaned out my spreader. I used my push spreader to do this. And I got it all done. My neighbor's looking at me saying, okay, this guy's serious. This guy is, like, serious. And I know that he's plotting against me. So, sure enough, this giant rainstorm comes through. It actually blew down my fence in the backyard, my privacy fence. It blew it over. And so I had to go out and put that back up. But I got to tell you, this is Friday. The rainstorm came through, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday. Total lawn domination. My yard is now darker, darker, greener than Al's. Now understand, the other nice thing about Milorganite is that it has, I think it's 4.5% iron. I'm not sure about that. I think that's what it is. So the iron alone is what popped the dark green on the grass. But now I'm done fertilizing because where I live, you're not allowed to fertilize after June 1st. So, you know, the fertilizing is all done now. I won't be able to get any more fertilizing done until, I think, September 1st. I could be wrong. It might even be October. But I think it's September 1st is the next time I can fertilize. As a matter of fact, Home Depot can't even sell me any fertilizer after Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. They take it right off the market. That has to really hurt those retailers who sell a lot of fertilizer. It really has to hurt them. But they can't sell it. They're banned from selling it during those months. So that's cutting into their profits, that's for sure. But my yard is now darker green than Al's, and I am happy. I have successfully, you know, oh, and by the way, I had just mowed it the day before I fertilized it, and now, you know, it needs, it, especially parts of the front, has just popped right up. I need to get out there tomorrow on Saturday and, you know, mow the front yard. It's just, you know, it's going to need to be done. The backyard, which I killed off so that I could reseed it with Bermuda, is still on hold because I'm waiting until we get the everyday rains before I seed it with Bermuda. I'm just not going to do it because I can't afford to do all the watering I'm going to need to do to make that work. So that is what I'm going to do. And so that is on hold. But thankfully, the backyard is absolutely, I've got to fix my headphones here. Hang on. Still trying to get everything working in here. There we go. There. But anyway, the backyard now luckily has a privacy fence back up on it, so nobody can see that it's dead. That is a good thing. Anyway, I have gardening questions that came in this week that I should attend to, don't you think? And one of them came from a lady named Maggie, who wants to know about flushing out her potted plants. In other words, she's heard me talk about this before, and it's something I've already done to mine, but if you haven't done it, now's the time to do it. And I take them all outside, and I put the hose on light, and I just sit there and I run water through them, and I flush out all the soluble salts and all of that kind of thing just to make them look nice. And it tends to work. It you know, it revitalizes them. Because now we're starting to use plant food again on our potted indoor plants. And, you know, it needs it. The plant food that I like, you know, a lot of people use Miracle-Gro. I'll tell you what I like. For the blooming plants, I like a good, well, Miracle-Gro is okay. It's a 15-30-15. That middle number is the 30, which is phosphorus. That's going to work. That's fine. That'll be good. But I like a blooming fertilizer for the blooming plants that has like a 55 middle number. And there's lots of them on the market that you can look at. But my all go-to fertilizer that I have used for years, and I use the brand name, and it's available everywhere, is Peters 20-20-20. And I mix it at half strength, and once a month on the watering day, on, you know, once a month, I will put a half, you know, half strength into my water, dissolve it into the water, and water the plants with it. And my plants always look nice. I rarely lose houseplants. I do very, very well with them. But now's the time to get them flushed out, to get all the crud and goop out of it. And now's the time, by the way, you know, check the roots. If they're root bound, you're going to want to pop them up, as they say. And by popping them up, that means that you're, you know, going to a larger pot, which is important to understand. When you do that, you need to kind of divide those roots up a little bit. Yeah, I just take my, when I pull them out of that pot, I just reach in and I pull the roots apart with my fingers. If they're really bound together real, real tightly, you know what I do? I take a very sharp, small knife and I just jam it up there and I kind of divide them up with a knife, kind of break them up a little bit. And then what I always do whenever I transplant or, you know, pop up, as we say, I always use Super Thrive with water, one capful in a gallon of water. And when I put it in the soil, I mix a little bit of Super Thrive in there. Stops all the shock, revitalizes the plant, makes it look real well. You can buy Super, and I, they're not a sponsor. I have no financial connection with them whatsoever at all. Wish I did. But I would advise getting it. You can find it. I see it on eBay all the time. I have one place about, believe it or not, 18 miles up the road where I go to buy it locally. I have bought it on eBay in the past, though. But I know that this place is carrying it, so I go give them the business. And you know what's strange? I don't use much Super Thrive, but I give away a lot of my Super Thrive to friends. And then I go buy more for me. I don't know, man. Something's wrong. Anyway, Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you, and are you out gardening today? Maybe you are, maybe you're not. In many parts of the country, this show is heard in the middle of the night, so I hope you're not out gardening. Where I live, the show is heard at 4 o'clock in the morning. What's up with that? I'm telling you. But anyway, you're going to be out gardening later, maybe. Or maybe you're listening to this in your phone, on your on the podcast. Maybe you're watching this on your Roku box. As I understand it, I'm on the Roku box. I got a Roku box. I should look myself up. But I was told I was there. I should check on that. You got a Roku box? I was at a home show today. Oh, by the way, this is Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos, your chief geek, and we're here to talk about gardening, but something else came up. I was at a home show today looking for all the gardening stuff. You know, it was at the Tampa Bay Home and Garden Show, which I love to go to these things. I used to have booths there. But I didn't have a booth. I was working down in St. Petersburg, where this thing is, and I decided to go see because I wanted to go see the gardening thing. Now, there's usually a lady there that has miniature bamboos, and she's got beautiful miniature bamboos, and I wanted to pick one up because she's almost always there. So I kind of went there looking for her, and I went there looking for my buddy Stan DeFritis, who always is there as a speaker. And I was really looking for him. I was going to broadcast live on Facebook with him. I was going to, introduce him on Facebook and have him right there. But Stan wasn't there either. And my lady wasn't there. But let me tell you what was there. There was two people that were there that were selling these little doohickeys. And I don't know. I'm thinking, and I need you to help me out here and tell me if this is legal. They were selling these little electronic boxes, and they were like $200 or $300. And they open up everything on your television, all the pay-per-views, all the HBO, all that stuff. They open it up for free. How can that be legal? Do you have one of these boxes? I want you to email me. No, I'm not the federal government, but I just want to know, do they work? Is it legal? That's the big thing I'm worried about. Is it legal? I'm going to tell you something. I sat there watching because I like to watch home shows. I'm kind of a home show marketer kind of guy. And I really enjoy somebody who is successful at a home show. The lady, by the way, that sells the miniature bamboo. Oh, my gosh. I used to watch her sell those things. She would show up at the home show with 5,000 of these things and sell them out like crazy. By the end of the 3-day home show, she had 5 or 6 of these things left. So she did very, very well. So I sit and I'll listen to people's pitches and things like that because I don't know, it just fascinates me. I met Billy Mays, the late Billy Mays, at a home show years ago. And what? By the way, talked with him a couple of times. Great guy. Wonderful man he was. And smart as a whip and just cool and rich. But anyway, I'm watching these people sell these things. And they're selling these things like, you know, there's one guy sitting there explaining how they work, and another woman's there taking the money. And people are just forking over money, putting it on their credit cards. Bob, boom, boom, boom. In the 10 minutes that I sat there and watched, I bet you 15 or 20 of these things sold. You know, I'm saying, I don't know, man. I don't know. Let me tell you what we did really well with years ago. This is back in the 90s. Back when there was a blight that was going through citrus. They finally got rid of the blight. It was a canker. It was called citrus canker. They finally got rid of it, and you were then allowed, because they put a ban on selling citrus trees in Florida. The week the ban lifted, my good friend Gary Shiro got a hold of 563 citrus trees of varying types, oranges, lemons, just varying citrus trees, 556. I remember the number. And we went down to the home show, and we bought a booth. And we'd never done anything like this before. And we got a booth, and we hauled, you know, I figured we'll just haul all 550 of these things in there. Well, as it turns out, it would have taken about five or six booths to fit all the trees. So we could only fit, like, I don't know, 30, 40 trees in a booth. And we put a sign out, and we sold these things for $19.95. Now, Gary paid about $3 a piece for them. Sold out, so we had the rest of them at Gary's house in Clearwater, which was 35 miles from the home show. So we sold out in like 15 minutes. So then we got a great big trailer, and we put a whole bunch of them on the big trailer. As a matter of fact, we put the rest of them in the trailer, and we brought that down, and we hauled in, and we left Gary's daughter to guard the trailer. And by the way, Gary's daughter is nobody that you would want to mess with. Right now, she's actually a park ranger in the Keys, I believe. And she was a tough, tough girl. So she was like the perfect person to leave guard the trailer. But we hauled in as many as we could. And within about an hour, we sold out. You know, then anyway, long story short, by the end of the day, 556 of those trees were sold just like that. And we had two more days of the home show to do. This was on a Friday. We had two more. And we had nothing to sell. And I said, check your connection where you got these things. Can we get any more? And he could not find, we could not get any more. We can get you some in a week. No, we needed like tonight. Could not get any more. But he made a boatload of money selling 556 of these trees, grapefruit trees, orange trees, tangerine trees, just a variety of them. And they were very small. They were in small containers, $19.95, which was a very good price at the time, and just sold out like crazy. It was marvelous. Well, you know, that's, you know, kind of the way you do things in these things. And you can find some great plants at home shows. By the way, there was another home show like 6 months later, and he tried to do the same thing. Well, the novelty was over. You could get citrus trees anywhere at any nursery, so you didn't have to go to the home show to get a citrus tree. So he went down there, and I didn't go with him. He rented a booth and hauled in a whole bunch of the things down there and sold like 10. So he lost money the second time out. But we did very well the first time out. That was very, very good. But I got to tell you, the lady that did that, there was another guy used to sell just nothing but houseplants, cute little houseplants, very small houseplants of varying types. And the key thing were the pots. The guy's wife used to hand paint these little clay pots, and they would put little plants in them and sell them. And she would hand paint these pots, and they were lovely, absolutely lovely. And they always did very, very well. None of those people were there. I saw virtually nothing gardening related at this home show, except True Green had a booth. That was it. Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
You don't have to be embarrassed about having roaches in your house. You just don't. All you have to do is take care of it. And I'm going to tell you something. Going to buy the cans of stuff at the store is not going to work. I want you to watch a video that I made. It's 6 minutes long. Go to helpihavebugs.com. All right. I got a real interesting email. And it is, Michael, years ago you used to talk about something that got rid of odors. What is it? I have a dead something under my house. Ugh. I remember, you know, this goes back to my fear, my absolute total fear of rats. And I remember when I first got married to the very first Mrs. Gross in 1973... We lived in a one-bedroom apartment in Clearwater. Our landlady's name was Mama Jane. And all of a sudden, we got rats. We found a rat in the kitchen. So I called Mama Jane, and Mama Jane was real cool. She had a company come out and found out where the rats were coming in, sealed it off, and then put rat poison out, which I don't advise doing. We'll talk about that in a minute. But they put rat poison out, and a couple of the rats died, like, in the yard. But one of them died right outside our front door. Totally freaked me out. Just, you know, I just have this terrible fear of dead rats, or rats, period. And rats just drive me nuts. But a couple of them died underneath the house, underneath the building. And so she called the pest control company back out. And they couldn't get to where the rats were underneath the building. So they sprayed this stuff underneath there. And it masked the odor of it. And it was real, real good. But I never knew what it was. And now let's fast forward to about 1992. Doing the radio show. You know, doing the old radio show, the gardening radio show. On the old Sun Radio Network. And I find myself, I had somebody who was booking live appearances for me. And I was traveling around the country doing live appearances. Well, I went down to Port Charlotte. WCCF in Port Charlotte had me down. And they took me to an Italian restaurant. And it is there where I met a guy named Myron, who is a big fan. I mean, just a real big fan. And it was before the actual appearance, but I knew, you know, I kept getting all this, these letters from Myron. This is kind of like before email, actually. Kept getting all these letters from Myron. So, and he would call the show quite often. And I found, and I knew that Myron worked at on the weekends, he had a booth in an indoor flea market. And I drove by and I saw the indoor flea market. I said, I'm going to go see Myron. So I go in to see Myron, and Myron is selling this stuff that gets rid of odors, and which I'll talk about in just a second, but I have to tell you this part. Up there in his stand there, he said, he had a big sign made with my picture on it. How he got my picture, I have no idea. I guess he got it from the network or from the radio station. I don't know. He had this thing professionally made, and it said, as heard of on, you know, the gardening show with Michael Gross. And there I am, right? There I am. And I said, oh, man. And I had sunglasses on, you know, and Myron's real busy. He's selling this XO to people. And I walk up, and I tried to disguise my voice. I said, who's that Michael Gross guy? How do I do it? I go, who's that Michael Gross guy that you talk about? Who is he? And Myron did not know it was me right away. And he goes, he's the greatest guy in the world. And I said, yes, Myron, he is the greatest guy in the world. He goes, oh, it's you. Anyway, but that's where I got introduced to it. It is called XO Odor Eliminator. And I will tell you that it will eliminate any odor in the world. I don't have any right now. I have none. Myron is down in Port Charlotte and no longer sells it. Myron is retired and he no longer sells the stuff. So I used to buy it at an Ace Hardware in Largo. And the Ace Hardware, when I went to buy some more, the Ace Hardware was gone. So I guess you can go on the internet and buy it. I would go to eBay and look for XO Odor Eliminator. I will tell, I need some. It will get rid of, let me tell you how good this stuff is. My sister, my late sister at the time, was a crime scene investigator. She used to go and investigate crime scenes, you know, like they did on television. By the way, she hated that show. But because she said, you know, this isn't how it works. But she would sometimes go and find deceased people. Sometimes deceased people who had been that way for a while and, you know, were in Florida. I gave her a bottle. Myron gave me a bottle of it to give to her. Okay? I said, you know, try this out. See if it helps. And she did. And she calls me up, you know, and she says, this is the best stuff in the world. I got to make sure I can get a bunch of this. And I said, well, Myron will give me all I want. So I, you know, loaded her up. Well, the other crime scene investigators saw what it was doing with my sister, and they wanted it, so they started buying it from Myron. So, and then I found out that, you know, a lot of trappers use it. It's just really good stuff. So if you've got something, and I'll tell you how I used to use it. I used to spray a lot of Orthene. Remember Orthene? It had a downward systemic insecticide. It was really good product. I used to use it on a lot of things, you know, caterpillars, just a bunch of things on ornamental plants. And it was just really good, but it had the most awful odor to it. I mean, the odor was absolutely terrible. And Myron says, well, you take this, you know, this XO, and you mix, how much, you know, are you spraying? I said, I put it in a 2-gallon pump-up sprayer. He said, put 2 ounces in with that, and it'll totally eliminate the odor. I said, okay. Well, if you've ever smelled Orthene, you know that it smells. I mean, you know, it smells. Orthene smells. Okay? Orthene smells real bad. So I mixed 2 ounces of that with Orthene, and the smell was gone. It was like I was spraying water. It was fabulous. It was wonderful. And I would spray, and the odor was totally gone. Just absolutely, totally gone. So the stuff, you know, is fabulous stuff. And I know it's still made. It's made someplace in Texas. And they have a couple of versions of it. I only use the original XO. And I used to buy it in the concentrate. Well, actually, I'm going to be honest. Until Myron went out of the business, I never bought it. But then after Myron, I bought it. And I would buy it in the concentrate. My dear friend Jennifer is a cat person. And when I say she's a cat person, she has a lot of cats. They're starting to die off now. But she had at one time like 11 cats. So she is super kitty litter lady. I said, you got to get this stuff. And that's before before the hardware store disappeared. We went down and we bought some for her. And, oh, she loved it, man. Litter box, odor gone. You know how you got that odor? Not this one. One little spray, one little spritz, and the odor was just absolutely gone. So if you have a pesticide you don't like using, add this to it. If you have a dead animal that you can't get to, add this, you know, just spray this in the area. Any strange odor that's coming around, I'm a big proponent of this stuff. It works great. And again, I don't have any, and I guess I'm going to have to order some on eBay. I really wish Myron would get back into the thing. Myron, by the way, would find out where I was doing appearances, and he would follow me around, which at first seemed a little creepy. But then it was okay because we hung out. But he would set up booths. He would pay to set up booths where I was appearing and sell the XO there because, you know, we talk about the XO on the radio. He was right there selling it. And I had no financial connection with him. The only thing I got out of the deal was free XO, and he'd buy me drinks. You know, we'd go out and have dinner, and he'd buy me drinks, buy me a lot of drinks back when I was young. Couldn't do that now. I don't drink at all. But, you know, we would go hang out, have fun. It was great time. You know, it was just an absolute great time back in those days. So I like the stuff. It's real good. And by the way, I have never seen another product work as well. There's all kinds of odor eliminating type things on the market. None of them work like that one did. And Myron explained it, or he tried to explain it to me, that it did not mask the odor. It just kind of encapsulated it and zapped it. And he was right. And it was all 100% organic, by the way. Myron used to do a little display. He'd shoot some on his tongue and swallow it. I didn't do that, but, you know, Myron did that. And so that's the answer. Go get some XO Odor Eliminator. If you can find it being sold locally, that's a good deal. If not, go on eBay. You'll find it there. It's you know, you can, I got to go on eBay. I got to get me some. Maybe I'll call Myron tomorrow and see if he's got any laying around. And I'll say, hey, Myron, remember all the XO you sold because of me? Got any left? You know, because he told me, he promised me a lifetime supply. Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129, 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Have you ever heard of torpedo grass? Well, you're about to. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. I am your chief geek. I'm Michael Kroos, and I'm here today to talk about all your botanical things. I got an email from somebody down in South Florida, and they're telling me that they've got torpedo grass growing into their St. Augustine lawn and into their beds. The lady's been pulling it, and it just seems to keep coming back stronger and stronger and stronger. And she wants to know how to make it go away. Ha! Never fear. Michael is here. How do you make it go away? Man, it is rough. Torpedo grass is what we call a creeping perennial. A creeping perennial is, well, when you plant a perennial, the first year you get, you know, a plant. The next year the roots kind of spread out and little more plants start popping up. And as years go on, more plants start popping up. Now, the thing about creeping perennials is that they absolutely positively have to have, the first thing, a lot of moisture. Dollarweed is another creeping perennial. But it cannot exist without lots of moisture. So we want to ease up on the watering or fix that situation as best we can. By the way, when you pull a creeping perennial out, what happens is you break the root underneath and two more grow up. So that isn't the solution. In the turf grass itself, my suggestion, and I'm going to have some natural suggestions here, is to make sure that you have very healthy grass. And she has St. Augustine grass. If you have very healthy St. Augustine grass, it will actually shade out the torpedo grass so that the torpedo grass cannot survive. So that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. That's step number one. Step number two is in your beds. I'm going to give you the chemical answer, and then I'm going to give you the non-chemical answer. The non-chemical answer is really rough, I'm going to tell you. Roundup, you got to let that torpedo grass grow as long as you possibly can and spray it with Roundup. If you hate Monsanto like poison, don't use Roundup. There's all kinds of generic versions of glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup that you can buy that's not manufactured by Monsanto. I use the Monsanto Roundup, but that's what I use. It actually translocates glyphosate, the active ingredient, translocates down through the roots and kills the plant through the roots. Now, you can't use this in the turf grass, because it will kill the turf grass just like it kills the torpedo grass. So that is not an option for you. You've got to stay away from that one. It will not work. All right, you want a chemical-free way to get rid of the torpedo grass in the beds. You say, Michael, how do I do it? All right, here's how you do it. You get black plastic. and lots of it. Or you get weed cloth. Lots of, and you have to double. If you're going to use weed cloth, you realistically have to double up on it. And you've got to install weed cloth entirely all over the bottom of your bed. You got to be very careful to on the existing plants. You got to cut it around and put it right up to the plants. I mean, right up to the bark of the plants. You got to put it there. And you have to do two layers. One layer, the torpedo grass will shoot right through it. So you do that. And then you go about your business and you watch. It will slowly but surely choke out the torpedo grass over a period of time. But we're talking about a year. And we're talking about is that weed cloth starts to deteriorate. Well, golly gee willikers, the torpedo grass is going to push right up through it. And it's going to be there. Whatever you do, do not pull the torpedo grass. Whatever you do, do not think that you can pull it out. You're just going to make it worse. So the chemical way, which is the easier way, Roundup. You got to shield the existing plants so they don't get sprayed by the Roundup. I take a piece of cardboard and hold it around there, and I mix the Roundup in a little hand sprayer, a little spritzer, and I just put it all over the torpedo grass. Make sure you get underneath the leaves, and it will take care of it. It will kill it right through the roots. That's the effective way. Don't want to use Roundup. Don't want to use a chemical. Weed cloth. Double up the weed cloth, and that's going to do it for you. I hope that that helps. I hope that that solves your problem for you. Good luck with any creeping perennial. It's wrong. Know that you can do it. I really know it. Well, I really can't end today without talking about the tragedy that's happened in Orlando. As you know, this show is produced in West Central Florida, in the Tampa Bay area, but we're a short drive right down I-4 to Orlando. Orlando is what we think of as just the happiest place on earth, and for years it has been, and by the way, will continue to be. It is, you know, very touristy, yeah, but it's a very family-friendly, wonderful place. And beyond the tourist thing, oh my goodness, there's sports, there's leisure, there's all kinds of art. It's just a wonderful place. And yes, there are dance clubs where people go to have fun. Once again, this week, tragedy struck. Starting with a young lady who put on a wonderful show, from what I understand, and was murdered right afterwards, followed by Saturday night, where a wonderful club called The Pulse, where literally hundreds of people go every week to dance and to have fun, they were met with tragedy. Some very deranged person went in, as you know, murdered 49 people. And then tragically, before we could even take a breath, I know many of you have heard about the young 2-year-old that was wading in shallow waters at one of the large resorts and was captured by an alligator and tragically lost his life. You know, sometimes you wonder why you even get up in the morning. Sometimes hope seems to be so fleeting. But then, in the days that have followed all of this, I've heard all kinds of stories, and I've seen all kinds of people talking about hope. In the midst of all this tragedy, we see glimmers of optimism. We see people reaching out to help other people. We see love of the community just enveloping people. It's rather remarkable. Yeah, it's been a really rough week in Central Florida. And it's going to take time, lots and lots of time. Somehow, some way, Orlando's going to recover. Orlando's going to be strong. And as I heard Jimmy Fallon say on The Tonight Show Monday night, Orlando's going to come back. And once again, they're going to keep on dancing. For Ask the Garden Geek, I'm Michael Kroos. Go find someone that you love and give them a big hug. We'll see you next time.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.